Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for Cleared to Play, where we take you inside the tent, get you updated on the latest injuries in the Bay. Proud to partner with UCSF Health on this segment and bring in Associate Professor of Orthopedic Surgery, Dr. Nirav Pandya. And I say it every week during the football season, we wish we didn't have such a long list to go through, Doc, but we do.
Yeah, it's unfortunately that seems to be the trend with the 49ers.
Tough. This is, and so the first question I think is something that, and I know, thank you for your tweets. You were listening to this yesterday, and so I'm really genuinely curious about this. Kyle Shanahan's teams for 5 years running now have been one of the most injured teams in the league, bottom third of the league in terms of games lost every single year. Is there something that we can attach to that that makes sense?
Yeah, I think if you look at kind of like what's been published about this, I mean, the number one factor is prior injury history. So obviously that goes back a little bit to the Trent Baalke era, but you look at most of the injuries that the 49ers get, these players have had some degree of injury, whether it be in college or earlier in their career. So that's number one. Number two, you look at, you know, obviously if players are a little bit older, they've been playing a lot of years, that's a risk factor, as well as playing on artificial turf, which we saw last year. So I think the combination of those things are things that you can trace back and definitely see, okay, these are factors that can potentially increase that risk. And then you look to see who's actually getting injured. And the number one position gets injured in the NFL is running back, followed by wide receiver. And obviously we know the running back issues that the 49ers have had. And you think about, you know, a player like Debo. So I think you take those all those factors together, I think those play a large role in it. And then you get down to, you know, does the playing style of the team potentially impact that as well, too? So I think all those factors play a role in why the 49ers are injured so much.
Has there been a study as to what is a more violent portion of football, running the ball or being a pass catcher in the NFL?
I think definitely running. So if you look at number one running back, number two wide receiver. So I think, you know, running backs obviously have the highest risk because not only are they running into people, but they're also doing agility and cutting. So they're placing their, you know, their knees and ankles at risk, both from the cutting, also from hitting. And then wide receivers, just due to the sheer speed in which they're moving and the cuts they have to make. So then when you go down to like offensive linemen, and obviously the long snapper is the safest position in the NFL, you know, less risk at those positions. But I think any kind of skill position is going to have that highest risk.
Doc, let's hear about Trent Williams. I think we know what a high ankle sprain is, but what does this mean for the remainder of the year when he gets back?
You know, I think, you know, and Shanahan said this in his press conference, I think in general he's right. A kind of regular garden variety high ankle sprain is going to take 4 to 6 weeks. But I think the key thing with Trent Williams is, number one, is this is the same injury that he said he had on that leg back in the playoffs. He's obviously a much larger person. So for someone like Mac Jones, who has a similar kind of injury, might be a little bit quicker turnaround given the same size, but Trent Williams obviously is bigger, more force going across it, and you can't really load manage in offensive linemen. You know, if you have a running back with a high ankle sprain, you can say, look, we're going to carry you 5 to 10 times during the game, but you can't have Trent Williams in there for like 10 plays. What's the use of having him there, particularly at his position? So I think all those factors may potentially push the timeline back a little bit as opposed to the 4 to 6 week recovery, but it's hard to say without knowing the exact severity.
Azeez Al-Shaair with the sprained MCL, we've seen it before, but how does this affect a linebacker and his ability to be cleared to play?
You know, so I think the kind of the clearance, when you compare him to, say, an Elijah Mitchell, you know, with Elijah Mitchell, there's a lot more agility involved in that position, a lot more unpredictable movements you have to make suddenly. So if you take a running back, they're probably going to be more on the 6, 7, 8 week period, particularly if they have a grade two or grade three injury. A linebacker may potentially be able to come back a little bit sooner and can potentially play with a brace. You know, with a linebacker, there is much more linear movement. I mean, there is some agility, but it's not as unpredictable. So given the same type of injury, let's assume Elijah Mitchell and him have the same exact rate of injury, you would expect that a linebacker could get back a little bit sooner as opposed to a running back.
Doc, Jimmy Garoppolo, after the game, sort of talked about being out of sync and no camp and shoulder surgery and getting the arm back in shape, and said his arm was feeling it a little bit. I think it hit some people the wrong way because of what the week before looked like and the fact that he didn't say anything then when they won. So what's your take on that, and what do you feel like Jimmy probably is going through as he tries to get back into game shape?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of it probably has to do with more timing than anything else. I mean, there's so much you can do during rehab to actually get the arm, you know, ready for throwing, et cetera. So I think a lot of it is timing, you know, how sharp he is. You could make an argument as well, too. I mean, this really was his first live game throwing, so there could be some residual soreness afterwards. But I think it's more of a timing sharpness issue, particularly with a quarterback. Obviously, he was a pitcher. You're throwing a lot more. So really it's about is this timing, is the sharpness there, and also how is the arm responding to getting pounded into the ground? I think that's probably a little bit more of a compelling argument, pretty much getting that contact on a surgically repaired shoulder. But for the most part, quarterbacks, yeah, they might be a little bit sore. There may be a little bit of fatigue early on. But I think it's more related to connecting with your wide receivers and getting that timing down than it is an actual muscle fatigue issue.
Doc, did Kittle look okay to you real quick?
He did, yeah. He looked good. He looked explosive. I mean, he didn't necessarily look like he was, quote-unquote, out of shape. I mean, he looked like he was doing well. So I think the issue with Kittle being in shape will be less of an issue than potentially with Jimmy G's arm.
We love having you as always, bud. We'll talk to you next week and hope the list is shorter.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, there he goes. That's Doc Pandia. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF Health.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.